zero for country music. Here's the fantasy fools. Two.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Ray Dude.
Here's Brian and Mac.
All right, well, here we go. Fantasy Fool Show on K Country 102.3 is brought to you kindly by ITC. Mac, what do you think? How are you?
Pretty darn good. How about you?
I'm not too bad. What an interesting year for football, and especially fantasy football.
Yes.
Ouch.
We got a lot to get to today, too.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. We're going to start the show out by talking about what went right and what went wrong. So a few things did go right, and quite a few things went wrong. So at the top of your what went right list would be?
Cleveland bouncing back.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, Cleveland bouncing back is big. Obviously, everybody expected a ton of points in the Cowboys and Falcons. That delivered in full. Packers look great. The Buccaneers bounce back. So if you held on and had faith in them, they showed up in week two. The Los Angeles Rams all of a sudden look like an offensive juggernaut. And on the flip side, the Eagles are an unmitigated disaster. So that's not good. Seahawks-Patriots, what a fun game that was on Sunday night. And I think Cam Newton is a big part of that. He had just an incredible game, and Russell Wilson did too. So, and I also think that people are starting to pay attention to the Arizona Cardinals. They're a good team. And then finally, and we just have to say this because he's been injured so much, but the Jordan Reed sighting in San Francisco was really encouraging. Now, it comes at the expense of George Kittle. But he's always been a great player, but had all those concussions. And for him to show up and play and not get hurt was a nice thing for him.
It's kind of nice. Let's hope that he can make it through the whole season.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, after last night's football game, you have to say Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders. Absolutely. Wow. Raiders. And the Saints, I mean, they scored, but they just didn't look right other than Alvin Kamara. So obviously, Michael Thomas is out. That's a big deal.
But does that throw the team that far off, and does that really throw Drew Brees off that much?
Yeah, I think it did last night. So it's going to take some time, I think, to get those folks in sync. And his big mistake, I think, was not getting Emmanuel Sanders involved early. That was just a huge, huge mistake. And
awesome.
Maybe that was maybe because the Raiders focused on him. I don't know. But he needed to get him going. As a Broncos fan, I know Emmanuel Sanders. He's one of those receivers that you have to get him going early or he just sort of disappears.
Well, and then you go to bed at halftime thinking, New Orleans has this one. It's going to be kind of a blowout from the looks of things. And then you wake up in the morning and find out, no, it kind of went the other way, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, just like we said, a couple of disasters. The Eagles and the Jets are just absolutely looking terrible right now. I think the Eagles have a better chance of rebounding. They're really banged up. And, I hate to say it, we're right in the middle of this country, but the Vikings are in absolute, they're just a wreck
disarray.
Right now. They're in disarray.
It's horrible. Matter of fact, the coaching is as much to blame as the playing. They have some talent there. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not using it. And at some point, somewhere along the line, they got to wake up. Either that or Viking fans, we're going to have to resort to, well, there's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to keep things going. Studs and Duds, Fact or Fiction, coming up next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K Country 102.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, I assume you are ready for your fantasy to begin.
It's Brian. Fantasy Fools.
All right, the favorite segment of the program, really for me, is quarter one of the program, and that's the Studs and Duds, Fact or Fiction. So, Mac, let's start with the studs.
Oh, yeah, we had some really good ones this week. Well, first of all, Josh Allen and Derek Carr. Mid-level quarterbacks, I think, going into the season, absolutely lit it up. And so those are, they're not only fact, but they're studs moving forward. So I think if Derek Carr, and we'll talk about this later, but Derek Carr, if he's on your waiver wire and you need a quarterback, you better get him.
I mean, yeah, he's showing up now. It's great to see him do that.
Absolutely. Studs too. I mean, look at you know, the Eagles don't have much to talk about right now, but Miles Sanders played great in the running back role. I think if Julian Edelman stays on, establishes a rapport with Cam Newton, he had a monster day. That's huge for Julian Edelman owners, and that's great for the Patriots too. We also had, I think, just in terms of studs, and I, you know, again, we got to be careful in Vikings country, but the Colts and the Colts defense. I think the Colts bounced back. And like we had a couple of other bounce backers too. You know, we talked about the Buccaneers bouncing back, and I think that was a nice story as well. I also think that just in terms of overall studs, we just cannot continue to sleep on Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars.
Right. Oh, I agree. We've got a little. We've got some numbers.
Yeah.
Some facts coming up about Gardner Minshew, and so he's in the program even more.
Absolutely. Jordan Reed had a great day. We mentioned that in the opening segment. And I also think that when you are thinking about studs, I really liked what Cam Newton did this week, and I really liked what Josh McDaniels did with him in that Patriots offense. Huge, huge day for him. So if you've got him, good job.
Right.
Some of the things, too, that we talk about when we talk about fact and fiction, you know, one of the things that we have to keep our eyes on are teams that are quote-unquote bad but really playing hard. The Jaguars, Dolphins, Broncos, and Panthers are all, you know, they're not going to be great teams. They're not playoff teams. But they've been in both games despite losing tons and tons of players.
Right, and they have
tough,
players.
Tough outs.
Putting up numbers.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, fact. So take a look at those teams because they are playing hard for their coaches. I also think fiction, bailing on the Texans. Do not bail on the Texans yet. They have had the most difficult week one and two schedule since they started recording that particular stat. And so going up against the Chiefs and then the Ravens, two Super Bowl aspirational right. teams. Things will get better for the Texans, so don't bail on the Texans yet. The Chargers are going to be good, and so keep your eye on them. Their defense looks good. They've got some offense, too. Fact, the Titans' defense is not good. I learned that the hard way this week. And then finally, another thing, too, that could you flip a coin, fact or fiction. What is going to happen to the 49ers? They are absolutely... I mean, they are so banged up right now. I don't even know who's going to be starting for them next week.
I'm really afraid. I've got their defense and them a little afraid what might happen. Yeah. Although they did okay this week, but
that's
Jerick
a fact.
McKinnon might fill in okay there.
I do stick with their defense as a fact because that's what's going to have to keep them in games until they start to get some of their players healthy, especially Garoppolo and Kittle. So keep your eye on them. But, you know, I really do, you know, the one thing that we talked a little bit about in the opening segment is, you know, what do we do with the Vikings right now? Other than Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen, I don't even know what, I mean, is their defense where, I mean, their defense is probably doing okay, but we have to see something from them moving forward. They're not like the Texans. The Vikings had two winnable games. And lost them both. The Texans, you can forgive them for losing and have a little hope for them. I'm not sure what to think of the Vikings right now.
Vikings need a quarterback.
Yeah.
That might help them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a young quarterback.
Yep, I agree 100%.
All right, so when we come back, a brand new segment called Fact Finding, I decided we needed to throw a few more numbers at you instead of just telling you about the teams giving up a chunk of fantasy points. So, fact-finding and our top five plays of the week, coming up next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools, Ryan and Mac, on K-Country 102.3.
All right, so now we come down to the fact-finding portion of the program where I throw a bunch of numbers at you and a bunch of team names and different things. Those kind of help you, you know, when you're making those tough decisions and you've got to find those Midland players. There are evident waiver grabs. There are evident players to pick up. And then there are some that people look at, like Gardner Minshew, that say, I don't think I'm going to grab him. Well, let's start with most points allowed to the quarterback. The Falcons, Seahawks, and Dolphins let it go. The running back position, Panthers, Raiders, Bengals. The wide receiver position, Seahawks, Vikings, and Broncos. Didn't think we'd see Vikings on the list this year, but we do. Tight ends, Browns, Saints, and Jags. Never thought the Saints would make it either, but they did. They're on the list at number 31, so they're giving up points. and the defense, Texans, Eagles, and the Giants. Now, quality start. This is going to be a little bit more important when we get into the year because we've only got two games under our belt. Mm-hmm. So you have poor, quality, great, and then quality plus great. With two games under our hat right now, at quarterback, the Jags, Gardner Minshew, only 32% rostered but showing a quality plus great percentage. In the running back position, it would be the 49ers' Jerick McKinnon, 24% owned. He also 100% quality plus great. Mm-hmm. And then the Titans have two players here. Wide receiver Corey Davis, 42% owned at 100%. And Jonnu Smith,
yep.
Tight end, 68% owned, so a little bit more owned there, but 100%. And he is kind of looking like Tannehill's go-to guy, mm-hmm. especially in the red zone. So if he's available, you may want to take a serious peek at him. Mm-hmm. So now player snap count. This is another one that is really important when you're on the fence, can't make a decision. Take a look at the snap count. Like Patriots running back Rex Burkhead. Now, right now, not looking so good, but he's got 35 snaps a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals, Tyler Boyd has 66 snaps, and Chargers Hunter Henry, mm-hmm. 65 snaps. So like I said, these are Midland players that are going to help you in a pinch because you're going to go try to grab the top waivers and you're going to wake up in the morning and be bummed out. Well, maybe these are some players, or if you're looking at the snap counts and do a little bit of your research, it may help you out there. Mm-hmm. And then look at targets when it comes to running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends as well. The Dolphins' Miles Gaskins, 11 targets, 10 receptions. Mm-hmm. No touchdowns yet, but he's active.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing. Larry Fitzgerald. 12 targets, 11 receptions, zero touchdowns yet, but that doesn't mean that he won't get some. And then we talked about Jordan Reed a little earlier, 10 targets, 9 receptions, 2 touchdowns. That guy's on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, on fire.
Absolutely.
So there we go, fact-finding, and basically, that's a fact, Mac.
It certainly is.
All right, so
absolutely.
So let's look at the waiver wire here. I'm going to find some music where we can make that transition from fact-finding to the waiver wire. This waiver wire is, just like last week, it's going to blow up wacky weird. Be careful, because a couple of irrelevance that stick out in my mind, Nyheim Hines, mm-hmm. Benny Snell, be careful what the experts say.
Yeah.
This is where you really need to do some serious investigating. Now, this is an odd year because Wilkins played and Nyheim Hines didn't. I think for a lot of teams, this was pregame number two.
Yeah.
And they're checking people out. You know, so beware of that. This could be pregame number three for some teams.
And, you know, in the case of someone like Benny Snell, James Conner didn't leave the field.
Yeah, and who would have thought? You know, that was all of the experts said, well, you know, you don't trust Conner, so put him on the bench. Snell is going to have a great game.
Yeah. I also liked your comment too. I think it's a really good one about Tyler Boyd. The Bengals are their season is a growing season. They got a mm-hmm. rookie quarterback and so on. They're not making the playoffs. They're going to air it out. What did he? Didn't he set a record for rookies at like 60 some passing attempts, or maybe a record overall? But Tyler Boyd is a good pickup if he's available, because AJ Green is hurt again, so
right.
He's the number one.
And I think most people knew that. I don't know how you would draft AJ Green knowing his history of injury. Tyler Boyd is an amazing wide receiver waiting to happen.
Yep.
And what Tyler Boyd needed was somebody younger. And I think he and Joe are going to end up making a great combination at some point. It may be later in the season.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
But if you have the room to stash him, stash him.
Yeah, you know, and when we as we continue with the rest of waivers and so on, like those are fun teams to keep your eye on. A team like the Bengals, they have nothing to lose. I mean, they're going to throw the ball 60 times a game. And so, I mean, if you do the math,
right.
Tyler Boyd
stands
to benefit.
Exactly. That's the whole point. If you can study some of that information, and anything that I'm sharing with you on the program is on our website, kcountry102.com, under Fantasy Fools. If you look under the research tab, there is a bunch of stuff there. So you can't say you couldn't find what you're looking for because it's there.
Yep.
Anyway. The waiver wire, maybe a little bit scary this week.
Yeah,
you know, we'll maybe give you a bigger clue as to who to pick up and what to do when we talk injuries.
Yep.
So are we ready to go with injuries here?
Absolutely.
Just a bit?
Absolutely.
Right, we'll take a break and we'll dive into these injuries and see if we can figure them out. We also have our double vision and more coming up.
Here we go.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
Well, it's time to double down, and it's brought to you by your local discount Double Check State Farm agent, Paul Cruz. This week, I kind of struggled a little bit, so I chose Kerryon Johnson and Adrian Peterson. Who do you double down on, Kerryon or Adrian? Swift is going to be the man, but if you're looking for somebody that'll put up points, I still think Kerryon Johnson will. He's 38% owned in Yahoo leagues, and Adrian is 60% owned. They are going to be taking on Arizona. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the reason for this, because Arizona's defense really hasn't been that good at all. So 15 touches for Kerryon and 21 for Adrian. Kerryon's got a touchdown, Adrian doesn't. The other double down might be Julian Edelman and Robbie Anderson, each mm-hmm. with 18 targets. So plenty to think about there. Double down, save up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save. Visit your local State Farm insurance agent, Paul Cruz, in Brookings today, and maybe you'll get the Rogers rate. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's, let's combine the top five plays in the waiver wire here, because they kind of go together this week.
A little bit, yeah. Like we talked about, like, I really like a quarterback. I mean, until proven otherwise, Cam Newton needs to be fired up. Also, in a waiver wire situation, Gardner Minshew, I like him a lot this week against Miami. Derek Carr needs to be picked up. If he's available on your waiver wire, and if you're really desperate, Justin Herbert, rookie quarterback from the Chargers, with Tyrod Taylor being hurt. Injury-wise, we've got a couple of other quarterbacks hurt: Drew Locke in Denver and Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Borderline starts to begin with, but we need to know about those. When we talk about running backs, and I think this is the big one for people, who are we looking at to start? You know, if you've got Miles Sanders, that's a good start this week. I also like how Leonard Fournette got used for the Bucks. So if you've got him, I think you get him into your lineup at the very least as a flex and maybe a running back, RB2, RB3. Really good start. We love Julian Edelman. Absolutely love Julian Edelman this week and moving forward. Tight end, keep going with Jordan Reed. And you mentioned earlier Mike Gesicki. I really like him with the Dolphins. And then a couple of flexes. Michael Pittman for the Colts. They're banged up again at receiver. And then also Terry McLaurin for Washington played really well against Arizona. And he's been good. But we were waiting for that, you know, that game, and he had that game on Sunday. So fire him up. And then defensively, I like the Colts against the Jets and the Browns against Washington this week. So if you're looking at some streamers at defense, you could do really a lot worse with those two. You know, the injury list, I mean, folks, tons of injuries this week, a week unlike any other. So, you know, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, done for the season, Raheem Mostert and Tevin Coleman for San Francisco, Cam Akers for the Rams. They're all out, so you're looking for help. Wide receiver Cortland Sutton's done for the season. Davante Adams has a hamstring. Paris Campbell is done for the season in Indianapolis. So really just an absolute mess. And where do you look? I mean, you've got your Daryl Hendersons for the Rams. Miles Gaskin, you said to pick up. Jerick McKinnon, Mike Davis, Deion Lewis for the Giants. Mike Davis, the running back for the Carolina Panthers. And then if you're really desperate, someone like Wayne Gallman for the New York Giants. I mean, you remember his name from last year when Saquon Barkley went out. So,
right.
You know, and again, if you've still got some of those wide receivers floating around on your waiver wire, your Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, Michael Pittman for Indianapolis, Adam Humphries for Tennessee. You know, you've got a lot of different things. Mike Gesicki, tight end for Miami, Jordan Reed, et cetera. Dalton Schultz, tight end for Dallas. Those are all folks to take a look at. Everybody is, I mean, there are so many number ones out right now. Some of them done for the season, and some of them really in bad shape for the next few weeks. So this is going to be a big scramble.
Yeah, it really is, and we'll dissect the injuries coming up next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a Class 1 emergency.
Well, you can't blame us for getting somewhat creative, but the injury report, now we talked a little bit about injuries here, but this week it's certainly worth some extra dissection because, like you said, Saquon Barkley is done.
Yeah.
Courtland Sutton, done. I know there were a lot of people that were high on Courtland Sutton.
Absolutely.
And Paris Campbell for everybody.
Yep.
Touting Paris Campbell as being the next man up in Indianapolis because, well, frankly, T.Y. Hilton couldn't catch a ball if it hit him in the hands. He's done as well, so now what?
Yeah, well, a lot of leagues, as we talked about in week one, deployed extra injured reserve spots for their teams, thinking about COVID. No, we weren't thinking about, like, this type
no.
of injury. So I think that once you get, if your league has that option, get your Christian McCaffreys, et cetera, onto that injured reserve spot, and then just start firing up your waiver wire because you have got, I mean, with San Francisco, with Mostert and Coleman both out, McKinnon becomes a hot pickup. People are wondering what is going to go on with the Giants. They've got Deion Lewis, and they've got, we mentioned, Wayne Gallman, but they've also been thinking about kicking the tires on someone, like a free agent like Devonta Freeman.
Right, yeah.
So keep your eye on that, too. And if Freeman is available on your waiver wire, keep your eyes on that. He might be worth a stash just in case they pick him up. You know, quarterback-wise, you know, I don't think anybody's going to lose any sleep over losing Tyrod Taylor, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Drew Locke. I don't think you were probably starting any of them anyway. But if you're desperate, I mean truly desperate, I like out of those three, I like the quarterback from the Los Angeles Chargers, that Justin Herbert from Oregon. He played really well against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. So of those three quarterbacks that went down, I think he is probably the best backup to pick up if you're desperate.
I know it's cliche to say, but he held some poise. He played like he had played NFL yeah. football for 2 or 3 years. Yeah. It was amazing to see him step in and just take it. He made some rookie mistakes,
right?
But I guarantee he learned from them in a quick way. So he might be a good stash.
With McCaffrey banged up, and anytime you have whatever it is he has, knee, high ankle sprain, I mean, whatever they're calling this, you know, you've got to look at picking up his backup. That's Mike Davis, and he's going to be the lead back moving forward. And then you just hold, if you're lucky enough to pick him up and have McCaffrey, you hold on to Mike Davis for the rest
right.
of the season.
Well,
as a classic handcuff.
And then you've got, like, Scotty Miller. We had an email last week, Wednesday, and, of course, it's kind of irrelevant now, although for those that picked up Scotty Miller, do you hang on to him? What really is going to happen there? With Godwin out, you expected Scotty Miller to maybe show up, maybe even in the end zone.
Yeah.
But it looks like Mike Davis is the dude, and yep. and they'll be fine without Godwin. Okay. Scotty Miller may pick up a point or two here or there,
yep.
but it kind of irrelevant for now, unless you have room to stash him and yeah. and hope for the best
yeah.
there. But I just don't think it's worth an extra spot.
You know, and Davante Adams too. You know, they're playing the game right now where they're not revealing just how bad his hamstring is, and it's sort of like reflecting back on like James Conner last week, who sat out the entire
right.
game and then comes back this week and just explodes
and plays like crazy.
Yeah,
it costs, like, he's on our team. Yeah. We didn't play him because I thought, you know, there's no way he's going to come back from a
yeah.
Ankle sprain like that and then have mm-hmm. a good game. It cost us a lot of points.
If he's out for any extended period of time, though, those secondary receivers in Green Bay start to look really, really good. Lazard and
right.
Valdez-Scantling.
Yes, I agree with that one. Got a email here, too, that says, uh-oh.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
Okay, so maybe this actually is perfect for a two-minute warning email. This one comes from Ryan and Ben in a standard league. Should we dump Drew ... Breeze? ?
Did we have this dilemma last year?
Yes, and here's the thing. I can speak from experience. We had that dilemma with Drew Brees, dumped him, and that week he scored 39 standard points. So
you have to have an outstanding backup or an outstanding other option to dump
yeah.
Drew Brees. I think he's perfectly sittable.
Yes.
If you've got a better option, but I just don't think you can turn your back on him. Yeah, losing Thomas is a big deal, but they're a smart team, they're a veteran team, and I think that Sean Payton will get it figured out pretty quickly.
Well, and there is a difference there with Michael Thomas being gone. I do get it, being a past Drew Brees owner. Owned him when he has just been the hot hand, and owned him when he's let down. But here's the thing, though. Got Green Bay, Detroit, the Chargers, Carolina, Chicago, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Atlanta, Denver. You know, he doesn't have an extremely tough schedule. But
would I right now, would I start Minshew or Carr over Breeze?
Yes.
You bet your bippy I would.
Yep. I got to look that up, find out what a bippy is.
It's a shout-out to my buddy,
Tyler.
It's
something come from laughing. I check the Funk and Wagnalls there and find out what's going on. Well, I'll tell you what, it was an interesting week. You look at your teams, I have one team with you, Carpy's League, up there at the top with 164 points. Yep. Muffle looked pretty ugly at 70, but had we started one particular running back from the Steelers and one from the Jags, we would have had 100 and some points in that league, too, and it would have been awesome, but no. So anyway.
Keep your eye on the weather this week on the East Coast, going all the way from Cincinnati to the East Coast. Lots of rain and thunderstorms. Nothing much to worry about in that regard, but wind is always a factor, so keep your eye on the wind. They'll play through rain fine. Wind is a factor.
All right, Mac, that's Fantasy Fools. Have a good one.
Have a good week, everyone.
You bet. Until next week, good luck.
This hour is brought to you by Century 20. 20-